Researchers have recently observed the process of evolution in robots. It's called Mother Robot. It can design, build, and test new robots, and then use those results to build even better ones. Think natural selection. Fumiya Iida is with the Machine Intelligence Laboratory at the University of Cambridge in the UK. He led the team behind this mother robot, and he joins us now. Fumiya, welcome.
Hello, thank you.
This is kind of wild stuff. Explain, what is this mother robot, and what does it do?
Right. One of the things we're trying is a robotic manipulator that is controlled through the principle of natural selection. And we call this mother robot because it can make a number of child robots by assembling different parts into a robotic system. What child robot does is basically locomotion and a little bit on the table, and the mother robot has actually eyes and looking at child robot whether it moves faster in given time. And if it's fast, it's good one, it's slow, it's bad one, and keep the design of good ones and make the improvement on that design in the next generation.
So the mother knows to get rid of the weaknesses in its children.
That's correct.
Interesting. Now, when I think of natural selection, I'm thinking back to my biology class in high school. I think of living organisms. How does it work that a robot could be involved in natural selection?
So the natural selection is basically a massive iteration of trial and errors, and the fittest survive the most, and that's the underlying principle of how a new design come about. So what we're interested in is this creativity aspect of evolutionary process and extract the principles in order to make our robots more creative. Because if you look at robots in the factories, you know, all these robots are doing same thing again and again and again. They don't have creativity whatsoever. Mm. But, you know, by thinking about, replicating the evolutionary process in the engineering way, we can actually make our robots more creative.
Mm. A creative robot, it sounds beyond what we know robots to do, which, as you say, in a factory, repeat the same task over and over again. Are you saying that robots are becoming or should become more intellectual? Is that the right word?
I think the autonomy, adaptability, and the intelligence are the kind of thing we're interested in our research because, you know, animals are always autonomous and always adaptive because they have to deal with uncertain, unstructured environment and tasks. Whereas robots, there's always human design and programming it. They don't really have idea how to adapt to different situations. And that's really technological boundaries we are facing in robotics research at the moment.
And what is the practical application of this in the real world?
So this is something to do with creativity. So what we are hoping is that this probably the application that doesn't really exist at the moment, you know, things like assisted invention, like inventing processes are usually done only by humans at the moment, but maybe, you know, robots and computers can help us making something completely new for given tasks. And so that's why we also call this mother robot inventor, because a robot can design something without human intervention. So that's a kind of implication we're thinking about.
In other words, the robot would learn what mistakes we were making along the way in our quest to invent something and help us.
Absolutely.
Is there any concern, and you always have this question whenever you're talking about robots becoming more like humans, that if a robot is choosing which of its children it likes best based on characteristics, that we would get some sort of dangerous robot, that a robot would be making, that would become so powerful that it would create a super robot?
What we are doing at the moment is very, very primitive. The child robot is really primitive toy that moves probably 5-10 centimeters, not more than, you know, 1 meter. But of course, we are hoping that these technologies can go much, much farther so that we can make more significant child robots in the future. And yes, of course, there's always the good aspect and bad aspect in new technologies. This can be scary or can can be beneficial. But what we're trying to do is really trying to do understanding of the principles, like engineering principle of the system, and trying to figure out what we can do, what we cannot do from engineering perspective. And by understanding these principles, I'm sure we can actually see whether this is going to be more beneficial than harmful, and then we should really take advantage of it.
Fumiya Iida is with the Machine Intelligence Laboratory at the University of Cambridge in the UK. He led a team that built this mother robot that can independently build and rebuild its own children using the process of natural selection. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.